This call is being recorded.
So what we're responsible for is ourselves. That's ultimately what we're responsible for. And I share, and I'm as transparent as I can be, because I think that's a healing for me.
Right.
I think that's how I heal. I heal by confessing. I heal by admitting, because then I can see it for myself.
Okay.
And the point is that when we hide from that, we don't heal. That's a really important point, I promise you. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Joanna?
I don't completely agree with that, because I heal by withdrawing sometimes and going within myself and not dealing with that stuff outside, and then it just passes over. Now it might come back again.
It comes back.
It can come back again, but I don't like to bring out the stuff and all that.
Well, I do both.
You know? So that's just me.
Okay, so let's hold on. So what we're bringing out is what's personality driven in us. So if we're introverted to begin with, which I don't think I am. You know, I don't think there's much. I think there are times when I'm very introverted, but I'm not really introverted.
You're an extrovert.
So for me, my healing takes place when I declare, okay? Maybe for an introvert, their healing takes place when they're more introspective and they withdraw. But it doesn't matter how it takes place. What matters is that you know what your method is, and you use it and not hide from it.
John, I think I say something in the matter of this one?
If you come up.
Okay.
They can't hear you.
Well, we've got somebody sharing right now, so give us a second, okay? Go ahead.
It's a difference. So I think from where I sit, what you're talking about is something coming at you from the outside, and so, you know, you're looking to just protect yourself and get yourself clear. And what she's talking about is seeing her own and dealing with those, you know? So I have a feeling that if you see your own stuff, you probably deal with it inside of yourself to see. What, you know, I'm pretty sure about that for you.
Correct.
So that's the difference. And what's very powerful about what you do, Joanna, and I'll say this, is that
he loves me.
You put it out there. And I know that you are awesome, right? And I know that now and then this part of you comes up and it doesn't work, whatever. But she tells us all this in a way, not just for her, I don't believe, but also because it allows us to actually look and say, gosh, if she's willing to admit that, what can I now admit about myself? Mm-hmm. So thank you. For
you give the permission.
And that is growth. That is growth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That is growth, right?
That withdrawal is a sign or a request for protection?
Yeah, absolutely. So think about this. Think about an animal. When an animal is not feeling well, what does it do?
It hides.
It withdraws.
Yes, it does.
So you see that all in nature.
Yes.
When something wishes to protect itself, it closes up.
Mm-hmm.
It withdraws.
It does.
From all that is around it. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why withdrawal is a request for protection. So when you see a child run away, run to their room, hide from you. It is not you. They are in pain.
It's to balance it out, maybe?
It is to get away from whatever is terrifying them.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yes.
I need to apologize right now for something that I do have a habit of.
Oh, hold on a second. I want to make sure they can hear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So can you change the phone around so that they can hear her?
Can you hear, guys?
You've got to mute it.
Can you hear me?
No, they can't hear. No.
Go ahead, Rita.
Okay. I have to apologize now for this very thing I did since I've been here. I want to apologize to Sally, and I want to apologize to Claudia and Ford. because I have a something in me. I don't like people telling me what to do. And so when someone does that, now it's up to here. I've had it and had it. You know, I'm like that. And now if someone gets me in the corner, I come out fighting like a cat. And so it's come up to here now. Not this is this a thing.
Yeah.
And so I come out.
Yeah.
And then you go like this.
Okay.
But I will tell you what Claudia did. She did get up and leave.
Okay, that's
so she knows.
She was true.
And she's told me.
She was true.
Excuse me, I'm sorry if I'm taking the time, but I need to apologize to them because I don't realize what I'm doing. And I shouldn't be looking outside to see what somebody else is. I got enough to do.
Okay, Rita.
I'm sorry.
We all, in this moment, you forgive yourself and we forgive you.
Yeah.
It's all done. It's done. We absolve and we forgive you. And thank you. And there is not one person in this room that doesn't have similar reactions.
Right.
Thank you.
There is not one person. And boy, could I tell you.
Feel bad.
Okay. Well, feeling bad is not productive. So let that go.
Well, there you go right now.
Okay. I let it go.
All right. Wonderful. All right. Wonderful. Okay. So here's the other thing, Vidya, that I would like to say. Often when information is being provided, it has to percolate. You know, it has to percolate.
It's probably resonated from us in millions of bodies in the air and run it down. I don't bat in much. That's all being very
popular. Okay, so let's go to page 6, you guys. Let's move on to page 6. Okay, we already went through this. B is increasing our frequencies to participate in a transformational 5D reality. Our frequency must rise and sustain itself. So the reason we keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, reactive calm. We keep going back and forth because our frequency is not sustaining itself.
Right.
So our job here, right now, to raise our own frequencies and the world's frequency, because when we raise our own, we raise cities.
Right.
Okay? When we do that, that's our job. So becoming conscious of that is massive. It's huge. And I promise you, none of us in this room are conscious 100% of the time. We're not. And if somebody tells you they are, then they're delusional. Okay? We're here to raise the vibration and sustain it. Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Opening our hearts and minds to a higher understanding of the oneness of all things. This requires a shift. Our 3D programs must be recognized and amended. These programs that continue to access the 3D grid of consciousness must be neutralized. There's no other way to personally prepare for 5D ascension, in my opinion. There's no other way but to raise your frequency and sustain it. There's no other way. Okay? So to do that, what this paragraph says is that we have to neutralize the program. I've heard stories today. May I share about your story, Ruby? Okay. So Ruby was talking about something that she was doing to lift out of her program. And part of it was she was engaging with Lazarus. Lazarus was a disembodied channel. He never had a body. I don't know if anybody knows who Lazarus is. Okay, but what she did is what is needed to neutralize the program. She kept practicing it and practicing it and practicing it until it became a part of her. Because the 3D programs are insidious all around us. They're everywhere. They're in our families. They're in our companies. They're in our government. All those are 3D programs running. And we are subjected to that every single day. So that is why we keep our frequencies high, so it doesn't affect us. However, if it is affecting us, we must learn a method to practice a deep program. Those 3D Insidious program. Now, everybody remembers the quantum field, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and everybody, the quantum field, collective consciousness, universal mind, is all the same thing. It's all the same thing. So when we tune into 3D and the programs of 3D, we just feed the 3D grid. And it expands, and it becomes more powerful. So when we look around at our world, right? When we look around at our world and what is happening in our world, why is that happening? Why are those things happening? Because somebody's expanding that grid. Somebody is feeding it. Somebody is feeding it with their programs. And the more they feed it, the more it sprinkles down on everybody and we catch it again. So what I'm saying is that this plane of existence, ooh, in this 3D reality is difficult. It is difficult. It is the last life here that we will have. It is difficult. So the only thing that we can do is not feed that grid. We can no longer feed it. We can no longer feed it. Listen, there's two things. We can be having a conversation of strength, or we can be having a conversation of weakness. But what we have to know is what the difference is. Okay? When we step into our past and we lament, I wish I could have that back. I wish that anytime we speak of our past, we are feeding that grid. Mm-hmm. We are, and it could be a joyful past, it could be a lamenting past, but most of the time people go into the past because they're not dealing with their present. They're not living in the present moment. And the present moment is where all creation takes place, so we clip our wings. We clip our wings when we are in the past. We clip our wings, you see? So it is very, very important not to lament our past. Our past brought us here. Our past is our teacher. Our parents, or not our parents, or whatever, who was ever in our lives, was there because we agreed to that. We agreed to that. We agreed. Now, we can break those contracts. We can cut the ties, but we have to do it. You see? Okay.
Hello?
Drusilla, do you wish?
I just wanted to ask, what if you're affirming a reversal of the aging process?
Well, here's
your question.
Okay, Mary Lou asked for what if we ask for a reversal of the aging process? Okay, number one, asking for a reversal of something is declaring that you don't have it. So you're declaring that there's something wrong.
Okay.
So how can we change that? What language can we use?
Affirmation.
I am vibrant.
Yes.
I am healthy. I am vibrant. And remember yesterday when
young.
And you may not be young,
no,
but you're healthy and vibrant.
Yes.
Because the aging process is a cultural program that has been programmed into our DNA. It's a program. But it's an agreement across the board. Our culture has agreed that aging is something we will do.
And we believe it.
It's a belief system. But it's a very difficult belief system because we've been programmed to believe it, and it's a very difficult. So to fight that, to change that, I shouldn't say fight it, to change that, what we need to do is declare something else.
Right.
But it has to be in a positive way. Whenever we say we don't want that, the universe goes, oh, okay, well, you must mean you want it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
That's exactly how it works.
Right.
You have to come up here if you're going to share.
Just on that same subject, if you'll notice how our culture is actually subconsciously adopting that attitude where they'll say 50 is the new 40 or 60 is the new 50. And if you'll notice, they're not accepting the aging process. They're, you know, it may be through whatever that try to be useful, but you've got people that look 20 years younger than they really are walking among us right now.
Yes,
because they have decided they're not accepting that aging process.
I don't accept
process.
It.
That's the baby boomer generation.
I don't accept it. I'm 74.
So the truth is it is changing.
It is.
But what we have to understand in this moment that we are walking around in avatar bodies.
Yes.
We are in souls. Okay? This is our avatar body. It may not last. That doesn't mean you don't get a new one if you choose. So part of understanding, you know, we are in avatar bodies. Now, I would love it. You guys saw Avatar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If they don't, they can look it up.
Okay.
All right. So we're in Avatar bodies, but that doesn't mean we can't transform those bodies if we choose to. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of practice. It's languaging. It's thought. It's intention. It's deeds, it's trust, it's faith, it's all those things. And we get caught in a language of duality. We get caught in a language of negativity because it's all around us. So it's up to us to speak differently about ourselves. I am well. Even if you don't feel good. You see? Because you're reprogramming. You're constantly reprogramming yourself. You're either reprogramming yourself to stay in 3D, are you reprogramming yourself to move out of it? Those are your choices. Okay. And I'm saying you as the collective you. I'm saying us. I'm not saying it's you. It's me. Okay. All right. So, here's how we optimize the negative program on the bottom of the page. He caused this to happen to me. We are all doing that. We all continue to do that. Especially if you're like Scott and has a horrible, I shouldn't say horrible. May I share?
No.
Okay. I will share about myself. No, if you don't wish me to share. He likes to do that. So Scott works in an environment that is not conducive to his morality, his morals, the way he chooses to be. His integrity is challenged every day. Am I not correct in that? Okay. And I apologize because you shared some of this with me, but it's true for all of us.
Yeah.
It's true for all of us. So when we find ourselves in an environment that's out of integrity for us, it's extremely challenging.
Yeah.
It's extremely challenging. But you have two choices. You can decide you've attracted that, and you can decide to choose out of it. You can choose out of it, or you can blame. You can blame the environment. You can blame what's around you. You can say, this caused me to do this. This caused me to do that. But then you are denying your own causality. Because if you deny your own causality, it means you have no choice in the matter. You cannot cause something different to happen. And I'm not saying it's difficult. It is so good because have we all been in corporate America and we know what that's like, right?
Yeah.
They are so plugged into 3D, it is terrifying. You know, we chose, James and I chose to decide to have we're in our 50s. We just gave it all up, gave up a couple $100,000 a year and started a business for ourselves because we couldn't deal with it anymore. And the business was fantastic. It was a hard business, but this is how we got out of it. We took our skills and our abilities and moved away from that and created something different.
It took courage.
Yeah.
Well, it was really fun. Maybe not for him. It was fun for me. What?
You trusted yourself.
I have mounds of it. Anyway, here's neutralizing the program. This is really hard. I am in gratitude that I've been given a mirror. I am in gratitude that I have been given a mirror so that I can make a choice. Right? Okay? I'm unhappy about this situation. That's optimizing the negative program. I give honor to those that have shown me where I need to heal. I give honor to those that show me where I need to heal. I don't have what I want. Do you hear people saying that?
Mm-hmm.
I say it every once in a while. Okay, almost never anymore, though. Okay, I praise the situation that shows me my weaknesses and allows me to build and choose my strength. You see, the situation is helping you choose to be strong. It's helping us choose that. It's giving us a choice, you see? Does this make sense to anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. So the most important thing that we can do besides continue to raise our frequency is to neutralize the program. And the only way we neutralize the programs is not give in to the right side of this page, but give in to the left side until it becomes a habit. The right side, I'm dyslexic. The left side. I've been dyslexic my whole life. Okay.
If you think about it, everybody here did exactly that. They may have said at one time, I don't have the money to go this time.
Yeah.
But here you are.
Uh-huh.
You figured it out. You let it go. You moved on. You intended. You created it.
Yes.
So
yeah.
They're all a living example
of creation. Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay. Our intention and understanding, enforcing our will upon ourselves. Okay, so there's not much to say about that, but enforcing our will upon ourselves to create a higher reality is a frequency tool necessary to gain the wisdom to experience the higher reality. So we must make a decision now to enforce our will upon ourselves, just like you did. You did that.
Mm-hmm.
You did that by saying, enough is enough, I'm not going to react like that anymore.
So this,
that's a will.
If you realize what's going on within me now, I feel so good.
Yay!
I feel so good.
Yeah.
I learned your lesson.
That's wonderful.
I'm glad I learned and others learned a lesson.
So enforcing our will upon ourselves means that we keep looking inside. We keep that introspection going. We keep saying what we're doing, we're causal. What are we doing to cause this? See, I feel so excited because I caused you to be in the room. I am so causal, I'm so aware of my causality that I chose to have this property. I chose it. This property is expensive. But I chose it here, and I let go of everything else. That all things work out. There's always 25 to 30 of you paying for this property, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I start out, I have to commit to this property. And if you don't show up, it's my burden. But I let go of that. I let go of that because I am causal. I create. I am a creator. I will manifest all of you in my presence.
Wow.
And what I am telling you is that everyone can do that. Everyone can do whatever they want to do, but they have to recognize and realize Denora is causal. She created her being here.
Yes.
Claudia causal. She made a choice to use her will to get it. Those damn planes aren't leaving me behind this time. That is will. Do you understand that? Okay, do you understand that that's available to you 24/7? It doesn't go away. And that's the good news.
Yeah.
Am I the only one excited about that? Okay. Okay. Becoming the example for the world to follow. Consciousness requires us to be the example for the others to follow. Do we accept this responsibility, or is our philosophy every man for himself? The old parental warning, do as I say, not as I do, who heard that? Right? Is a betrayal.
Yeah.
That is a betrayal. So it's do as I say because I will do the right thing. And I will be the example for you. You know, that's hard. I will be the example of love. I will be the example of compassion. I will be the example of understanding. I will be the example of giving. And what you do to me is not relevant. What you give back to me is no longer relevant to me. It is only relevant that I give to you. What you give back to me, what you give back to me, I will receive what is in my mirror. I will receive that. So when someone loves me, I know it's because I love. I gave that to them. It's all a reflection. It's always a reflection. And it's not different in 5D either. 5D is a reflection as well. It's just a higher frequency reflection. It's a more loving reflection. You see? Okay. So example, okay, so who is willing to be the example for others to follow?
I'm going to now.
Yeah, I'm going to do it now.
And it's okay if you're not. We love you anyway.
Okay.
So examples of backing out of our ego. So deep awareness is observing how we are affecting others both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And in the moment of observation, we make a decision to back out of our egos and allow for another to feel and be uplifted and valued. Very difficult sometimes, especially when someone's really being aggressive toward us, you know. How do we, so in that moment, you know, it's kind of, we still have that fight or flight thing going on, right? So in the moment when someone's being really aggressive or assertive, the conscious thing is to uplift them. The conscious thing is to value them, is to acknowledge them. That's the conscious thing. Now, I'm not saying you can't set boundaries. You can. You don't have to have that person around you. You can set boundaries. But first uplift them and then set the boundaries. But know that you are in charge as a light worker, as a light warrior, to uplift that individual. That's what we're all in charge of. So when I'm speaking to Dr. Wanda, if she pisses me off or she frustrates me, right, that warrioress right there, if she says something that triggers me, my job is to know it's a reflection. It's the mirror that I must give back to her in love and compassion and understanding, because what I give to her, I give to myself.
That's right. But I won't ever do that.
And you always do. We can no longer use words, think thoughts, participate in actions that develop into deeds that cause the deepening of deception. Okay, this is really important, this part, the deepening of deception. I didn't mean to do that. Okay, that is a deception that we use. It's a smoke screen. Okay? We did mean to do it. And when I'm saying I didn't mean to do that, it's because I can't forgive myself.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I am sorry that I did that. There was something inside of me that caused me to react that way. I am so sorry that I apologize to you. And whether that person accepts your apology or not is irrelevant. But I didn't mean to do it is a dismissal.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's scary, right? Because how many of us use that?
What if you really did make a mistake, though?
It still came from you. It's still yours.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. The pain of judgment or prolonged programs of self-serving 3D reality is in that excuse. We cannot cause others to suffer from our actions and judgments if we wish to permanently ascend into the 3D realm. This is hard work, people. This isn't easy. I don't even want to do it, but I guess. Okay, we're on the next page. Okay. These are the four qualities of our sacred power imbued with divinity, God qualities, okay? So our sacred power has qualities. And we know we're in our pure God power when these qualities come up in us. The first one is neutrality. When we see the world in a neutral way, we are in our power. We are in the divine source power that we were meant to be in. We're no longer in 3D. When we see the world from a neutral place, when, now, does anybody listen to what's going on in the government?
No.
Okay. So if you listen long enough of what's going on in the government, it just repeats itself.
Right.
You can go back to the 80s when Reagan was in office. You can go back to the 90s when Clinton was in office. You can look at when Bush was in office. You know, all that stuff. It just repeats itself. It's just the same thing over. It's the same argument. It's the same thing. We think somebody's doing something different, but they're just stuck in this 3D illusion, right? So if we want to, so the way to shift that is to become neutral towards it. So when we look at what, for example, I'm not saying you can't care. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you can't care about the world or the government or whatever. I'm not saying you can't care. But shifting, and this is hard. This is so hazy for all of us because we think we can make a change. You know, we think by electing somebody different, it's going to change. We think by switching the Congress, it's going to change. The only thing that will ever change our government is if their consciousness changes. If they recognize some of these principles, that's the only time it's going to change. But everybody entering into that realm is 3D. They're 3D. Go ahead.
That's probably why one of the servers said, get your popcorn and watch the show. That's why, because that's being in neutral, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we all need to be doing. Concentrating on raising our vibration, doing all our little background work, and get that popcorn, and just watch.
Exactly.
Good.
Take care of ourselves. Take care of our own house.
Yes.
Take care of ourselves first. And here's the thing, here's why I know this to be true, is because for an entire week, I listened to Fox News. I listened to alternative news. I listened to everything that was going on. And I became intensely sad. I became intensely lost. And I didn't know what was going on. And I thought, this stuff is lowering my frequency to a point. Because I know there's no win. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be the same story next time. The only thing that can occur in this reality is our upliftment of consciousness of ourselves. Yes, Lisa. One moment. You're next, Claudia.
I too did that same thing. I was concerned about my involvement in 3D. You know, and I thought, you know, for a long time, I thought, you know, that my life was to serve humanity and to do the best that I could and become a nurse and be there for these people. But it almost killed me. And it was lowering me so much. But what the truth about that, what I've come to realize about this neutrality is that it's all, everything that is happening in 3D is the school to teach all of us compassion and unconditional love. And so now I view all of it from that light, that neutral place where I can say, oh, look at the experience they signed up for. Look at how that experience is expanding all of us to have that compassion and to have that unconditional love no matter what. So no longer do I view the child that's been abused or the, you know, the man who's doing something, you know, that looks evil. I stay in that neutral place and I say, oh, look at the experience that one has chosen. And in there, we are expanding in our consciousness. And that's the whole thing. That's what we're here to do, is to watch all of these experiences that everyone has signed up for and love that and love them and have compassion for that. And that's our whole job. We are infusing the compassion and the unconditional love into the cellular memory of these physical bodies, and we're bringing that up into the higher realm.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, real quick, Claudia, before Claudia shares, part of neutrality and part of defining neutrality is compassion. Part of defining neutrality is love. You know, giving your best shot at love, because unconditional love is really hard, but giving your best shot. Your best shot at loving that person, whatever that is.
And I just have one more sentence to add that while I was, you know, struggling to figure this out, higher self had said to me, no longer can you change anything within the 3D. That you are now on the mission of creating the new 5D realities that people will attach to those realities instead of the 3D. So when we release that 3D, we can no longer change anything in 3D. Get that straight. None of us can change. I have for a long time. And all I did was conform to the program. Okay? And I did do some good within the 3D, but I was conforming into that program and believing that it existed. So we have to release the 3D, thinking that we can change 3D. 3D exists. It's what it is. We created it for the purpose of us learning compassion and unconditional love.
Which is neutrality.
We can't see that.
That's okay. I'm writing it down for me.
It could be the lighting. No, the lighting behind.
So we're not going to worry about that right now. Okay, okay, Claudia.
Well, you know,
we can sit back and eat popcorn now, and be in the eye of the hurricane, and be calm because we have the leader in our government that we needed. If it was the other way around, think about where we would be. If we would have war all over the world, there could be in World War III. So, you know, it's easier to do it.
That's a program.
Once you're
That's a
program.
That now.
That's a program.
What you're saying is that there's something outside of me
that's going to change this thing,
this mess, this hurricane. And I'm telling all of you now, coming from the high ones, that they're saying, no, you cannot change what's happening in 3D.
You can observe it.
Just observe it. And create the new.
We did create the new.
No, we did.
Part of the new.
We're allowing Trump to be creating. We're observing him.
By separating.
He has the Earth Alliance behind him, which is part of.
Yeah. It's being overshadowed.
You know.
Okay. So what we must do at this point is agree to disagree.
Yes.
Because whatever anybody chooses to think or feel is appropriate for them. It is appropriate for you to believe that. Anybody who wants to believe that, it's appropriate for them. Anybody who wishes to believe that it's just another 3D program, they can believe that. You know? But the reason I have changed my viewpoint, because I had that viewpoint. I had your viewpoint. The reason I chose to choose differently is because I started doing some research, and many things that are occurring in our government right now are repetitious of another leader. Okay? So, and I can send this stuff to you. I read an article on immigration, and the problems with immigration, you know, and people being attacked and race and families being separated and all the things that seem to be occurring in immigration, you know, the challenges of the immigration laws. I read this whole article and it said the president did this, the president did that. There's been a deep discussion about this. We're investigating it. Da, 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 the president, the president, the president. And I read the whole article and I went, wow, you know, that poor Trump, right? The article was about Obama. So if you look hard enough and long enough, you will see that the 3D reality of these leaders, no matter what they do, they're still in 3D. Okay, they're still using the 3D reality.
Yes, but I just want to add something. I'm trying to go along with Claudia.
Me too.
kind of go along with Claudia in a little bit of a way, because the whole Trump thing and the and according with COBRA, the Pleiadian resistance force and all of that, the light resistance force, the alliance, whatever you want to call it all, is also is making changes within the 3D world to bring us up as a collective into the higher vibration. So you're absolutely right. We can't change our like ourselves. We can't change anything within that 3D world because we can't change anyone else but ourselves. But the collective can make changes. And the collective is providing hope. That's the way I look at it. They're providing hope to all the rest of us that can't make the changes, but yet they can with our help. So the Alliance, the Galactics coming down and everything, they can't change anything without us.
Okay, so,
so they're working through us to make the changes. That's what the light worker whole community is about.
We're getting the program of this idea. That's what we're
exactly. Doing. And you're right. We're beginning to create in the 5D world. I look at it, it might take up too much time.
Go ahead.
Okay. I look at it as we created this whole 3D illusion, we being, again, the collective we, okay, all of us. And the 3D illusion is falling. It's collapsing.
Yeah.
Like a deck of cards or a house of cards. And you take that right one card out and the whole thing's going to collapse.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I believe is happening.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
And where was I going with that? Shoot, I just lost it.
Well, you know what? We can argue for
that.
Well,
yeah.
What we need to do
but
is
anyway, that's okay.
Because,
I just wanted to make sure we understood it. It's providing hope.
The reality is that Trump is the president for the masses.
Yes.
Yeah, but if he wasn't in office.
It doesn't matter. Trump is the president for the masses to uplift the masses. We have to be beyond that.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you're not.
And that's why we eat our popcorn and not worry about
it. And it's okay. It's okay because neutrality requires that we rise above that.
Orville.
Go ahead, Orville.
You got to come up to
Orville.
Politics always.
The reason we came back, this all happened 50,000 years ago. We came back this particular spot in time. You all know this, to change what we fucked up 50,000 years ago because we wound up in the future enslaved.
Yeah.
They all talk about that. So we are changing. We came back to turn right this time instead of left. So you do change. We came back to change the 3D thing, so we wind up in the future. So that is not all quite true. So that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, our thank you.
I hope that's my
beautiful
5 minutes.
Well, here's the thing about politics, you guys. Everybody's where they are, and it's tremendous triggers for everybody. So you can just go out on the street and talk about Trump or talk about Obama, and you'll watch the triggers go off. So what? And our triggers are going off right now. And then we can admit that or not, but our triggers are going off. So it is what it is. And whatever reason he's in to experience that experience. And the people are there to experience that experience, including us. But this is about raising up to 5D. This isn't about the 3D experience. So go ahead.
Oh, would kindness be on the left side of that list?
Of course.
Yes, kindness.
Kindness.
Loving kindness.
Go on the
kindness. I believe the cabal has to go before we can go into 5D.
I wonder what the ascended beings feel about that, because they're in 5D. I mean, there are people that have already ascended out of this world recently, and the cabal is still here.
Yes, but as a collective.
Yes.
He's talking about as a collective.
We're only responsible for our own ascension.
So you think that's what's considered the event?
But is the other ball
separate? I
think so. So everybody gets to have their own feelings, their own opinions about this.
Let's just move on.
And we're moving on now.
Okay.
So
I That's right.
Thanks, Chef.
Okay, let her move on, please.
So do you feel that this discussion is changing us to a higher frequency?
I do.
No.
Absolutely not.
Discussion.
No.
Not this.
No. Because
we're moving up.
Yeah,
now.
we need to move on. Okay. So we were on the subject of neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
Neutrality includes, and this is going to be difficult for everybody, especially my husband. Neutrality includes being neutral towards the cabal.
Being neutral towards what?
Yeah.
What? The cabal are one with us. And they are where they are. And Nathan loves them where they are. They are in their experience, and they're on this 3D program, and we can be okay with
that. And they're on marriage.
Right.
They are mirroring back to us our choices.
Just like you give them
they are mirroring back to us our choices.
No,
hold on. They are mirroring back to us our choices, which means that we neutralize that program by understanding we created them for us.
They're
very near, and when we are whole and complete and have neutralized those things, they won't be in our world. They
That's
won't
right.
show up anymore.
Yeah.
So it's not about getting rid of them. It's about changing our attitude.
Transmuting them.
Also, we are one, so they are us.
Yeah. That's what he said.
So share up here, please.
Yes. You are one. Look at me.
Don't you think I've been an assassin? Don't you think I have been a child molester?
A murderer.
I am the cabal. The cabals are not out there playing marionettes with us. It's you, me, and all of us. We are the cabal. Let's stop the denial right now.
Okay, I'm here for yourself.
Just keep the denial. That's all right. But this is our own creation. When we embrace, we have been done, and guess what? It's a perfect system creating the opportunity for me to say, I have killed enough. I have been bad enough. I have done so much destruction. I now remember that doesn't get me anywhere. That is the system.
Okay.
Teaching me the lesson that doesn't serve me, and that doesn't serve
anyone. We're going to have to move along.
Right.
We can all agree and disagree.
No.
Here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. We don't point the finger at ourselves anymore.
Right.
So if we don't point the finger at ourselves, nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
So it doesn't matter.
Right.
If you don't point the finger at yourself, nothing changes.
That's right.
So the point is that we've all lived those lifetimes.
Right.
And if time is an illusion,
if
time is not real, you have to buy that first. Because time is an illusion, and time is not real. And that all exists at one time. We have been all of those things. It is when we deny it that we want to extinguish it. So denying it causes us to want to extinguish it, which keeps the 3D program in place. You see? So it's very difficult to admit that we created the cabal for our own. We created everything here.
It's okay.
Can everybody hold it, please? Because that's a good point. The good point is the us and them duality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when we do the us, and it's difficult, and it's sad, and we have to realize it's us. It takes strength and courage to admit that. But the us and them duality is 3D.
Yeah.
But why do the ascended masters then call them the dark forces?
Because they are.
Right. Exactly. They've said many times, and not just through me, I'm from all the different sources, they've said many, many times that In order for us to move out of this 3D realm, the 3D realm has to collapse. In order for the 3D realm to collapse, the ones that are holding it together still need to be taken off. And they talk about taking them off planets and all kinds of things. But giving them the opportunity many times over to turn to the light. But what that is, I know the one who served has said it several times, if they won't turn to the light, then they're going to be consumed by the light. So they
both are true. Listen, both things are true, Jane. Both things are true.
Can I use myself as an example?
Let me just say this is we can't stay on this page forever. One second, you can't. It is important. It is important. But what I want you all to know is that both things are true. It's not about one or the other.
Right, exactly.
So when we turn the finger to ourselves and realize we created it, it allows it to dissolve. So listen, this is so important.
Yeah.
When we turn our finger to ourselves, we change it.
We change it.
We dissolve it.
Yeah, happening.
And I understand the Ascended Masters saying what they say because that's all we can understand at this point.
Right.
But now we can understand it at another level if we choose to. Just a second. We have to choose to understand it at another level.
That's right. And I'm going to give you six steps.
Okay. There's you and then you.
Okay. The example I want to give, and this was brought out at, I don't know which advance it was. I think it was like my second advance. I asked one who served, why did I have what happened to me when I was 18, when I had all these evil spirits just attacking me and attacking me? But I was learning things. That's how I learned the astral travel. But that's not what I'm talking about here. One who served said, are you sure you want to know the truth? I was in front of everybody. And what did I say? I said, yes, I want to know the truth. What did I do that was so bad? And I was cabal at that time. That is cabal thing that I did. So he said, what you did was you dabbled in the darkness.
Yeah.
You put spells on people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're still
there. So that was then. I was not such a great person. But look at all the centuries that have passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I chose to go to the light, not to be consumed by the light, right? So this is what we're talking about. We are the cabal that we are getting rid of.
Right, and the point is, we may not be, and this is what is really important here. This is really what is important here. We are not perhaps causing, which we are not in the act of hurting someone or murdering someone,
right,
or pedophile. We're not in that act, but we're here.
Right.
And we created it.
Right.
Somebody else might be doing it, but we created it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we recognize and realize and take that responsibility, it will begin to dissolve.
Right.
You see? That's the important thing. It's not about us and them. It's about us taking that responsibility that we created that, we chose it to teach us something. And as we dissolve that and rise above this 3D reality, it'll all go away.
That's right. What if I would have stayed in that?
Okay, so we have Melinda, we have Lorelai, and you first. Lorelai second. She keeps trying to talk. So go but here's the important thing. Share your personal experience. Don't preach to people.
Yeah.
Okay, my understanding is that we did create this as a learning and growth experience. And we agreed to do this polarity game, and we all agreed that we would play roles of dark and we would all play roles of light. But the idea was to always come back into that neutral point and go again to the light. That was always the goal. That's how you win the game. And I'm putting my quotation marks, air quotes. So the problem that happened was some of the ones that played the roles of the dark did not want to play the roles of the light.
And they don't want to end the game either.
And they don't want to end the game. But I'm so sorry for those, those lost ones that I love so dearly. They're my family. They're in my heart. But there is an expiration date to this game. There is. We have tried, we begged, we pleaded, please come back to the light. And they have killed us and done all sorts of evil to us. So that's why it's gone on and on and on and on. And that's why either they'll be taken to the central sun now or in 1,000 years when the sun supernovas, they'll be released. You know how the Bible says in 1,000, there'll be 1,000-year reign of Christ. And then the dark forces will be released. Well, it came to me in a revelation just last week. Yeah, they'll be released just when the sun supernovas. They will return to the light one way or another. Now, this next 1,000
okay, so
years.
That, so let somebody else share.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, anyway, that's
I knew that's what you were going to talk about.
Go ahead, Linda. And
try to keep
your story succinct.
I agree, but this is very important. And this is this is related to what we're doing tonight, or we have been doing for this. We are here because we have learned. And we volunteer to be here to change this. And now we are not the cabal anymore.
No.
We are here to claim our power.
Yes.
We are here to manifest the new.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing, and this is the now, and this is my call, and that's why I'm here. That's all.
And you know what? To Vidya's point, what we decide to focus on gets bigger.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lorelai.
Yeah.
We might be too long.
So,
I'm walking out. I'm done. You can all finish this yourself.
All right. So I'm asking my higher self what there is to say here. So, because there's a lot I could say, but okay. So I came to this reality to make the shift with you all. I know you all did too. But I determined that given all of my lifetimes, I needed to, you know, I guess come in hard and strong. And at the age of 6, you know, and some of you heard about it, you know, I was hugely abused and violated and traumatized in all kinds of ways by some neighbors. And I could say that without getting teary-eyed because I've worked through it all for the past 20-odd years, okay? One of the women, the primary instigator, was, a practicing Satanist. She lived next door to my house. The houses were connected. She had her 2 teenage boys under her control, and she would have them do all kinds of things to me, coming through the attic, bringing me out, bringing me up, also to her own daughter, which is how I got involved in it, 6 years old, her my best friend at the time. And that's how I got involved in it. The things she did were, as you can imagine, pretty horrific. I couldn't, this was very hard for me to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
It stayed inside of me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I finally forgave it, and I've done a lot of work, okay? Some of you may relate to this because you had similar experiences. But when I forgave it was when I was in a meditational hall, I guess it was, and we were doing a particular exercise. And I had this image of me and another consciousness or another me. And I was swinging on the swing with my 2 best friends, and we were just having such a wonderful time. And then it came to me, oh my God, in an instant. Why that vision was coming was because that best friend was the one who came here. She actually came here to play the role, you know, I asked for the role of pain, you know, because I wanted to come here and make the difference, you know. And so she came here to be that terrible role to have me literally hate her with every fiber of my being. And so in that moment,
I finally was able to forgive her. And I know in her human life, she didn't know any of that. She just came and did what you do based on what happened to her. Everything she did to me happened to her. Mm-hmm. And that's the other important thing. Everything anybody did, anybody out there, happened to them.
Right.
And then the last question is, I guess it all comes down to, and I got this through my journey, everything out there about me forgiving or accepting or bringing love to someone else, every single thing about out there is about how much love and forgiveness and acceptance I can bring to me.
Amen, sister.
Marissa, love is all.
Yeah, that's right.
So self-reflection is everything here. You know, truly self-reflection is everything. And that's what it's about. Each one of us is on a journey to knowing who we are. That's it. It's a journey, and it's an individual journey, and everybody has a perspective within that journey, and all perspectives are valid.
Yep.
So
I can sum that up.
So we're going to keep going here. So neutrality, obviously, is one of the qualities. Higher frequency, we talked about maintaining our frequency. We know what maintains our frequency now, do we?
Yes.
Okay. Observer self is C on this page. So what Lorelei just did for us is she gave us the definition of observer self. So when we can rise above and look down and admit and see and forgive and move on, that is observer self. When we are stuck in the program, we can't see anything. We cannot observe ourselves with truth. You see? So can we please, does anybody want to share on the phone? I'm not ignoring you. I just want to, does anybody have anything to say? Are they all muted?
Are they on?